This podcast is brought to you by I Want My Lauren on YouTube. I am funny. I say funny shit into these things. Go and listen and watch all the stuff on I Want My Lauren. It's a YouTube channel. I'm working with Lauren Francesca. I'm making an animated series about dancing. Do you care about the most beautiful art form that exists involving tights? Because now that's up for debate. Because there's superhero movies, isn't it? Damn it, dance. Ballet, you had one stat going for you, and now you lost it. You're not the best thing in tights. Damn. Well, either way, it's a very funny series. We're collaborating there. Go watch. You can listen here and watch there at the same time. It's totally not compatible. I Want My Lauren. Lauren Francesca on YouTube. I wrote stuff. I've done vlogs there. I've done sketches there. Things you've heard on Hack Thought are done there. Is this ad going on too long? Maybe. Maybe. But you know what? I Want My Lauren on YouTube. Go now. I own, have owned, am owning, am a buyer of Sour Patch Kids cereal. Please bring in the show, Deepu.
This is Hack Thought Podcast. Hitch Saga, Mike Edition, theme song by Freddie Unreal of the Fangers.
So anyway, I own Sour Patch Kids cereal. I'll now be taking questions.
Okay, is it chewy? Is it crunchy? Is it real? Those are my three.
Yes. First, let's start with the first one. Thank you so much, Delicate from Wisconsin. It is real. It is absolutely real. What was your second question? No, first question, is it chewy? No, it's cereal. It's not chewy.
Okay. So it must be
what
crunchy.
Was the second question? It's crunchy. Or it's is crunchy it? Cereal. It's okay. A little bit sour. Haven't tried it in milk yet. Very excited to.
Huh.
Saw it in the store. I think people are full of goddamn shit most of the time. And so people will be like, what brings us together is the love of family and whatever. Here's what brings people together. Sour Patch Kids, okay? Here's the group of people. I am in a Greek named grocery store, like so much so that it's Greek writing on the outside. Mm-hmm. The owner of the restaurant is Indian, I believe, or Pakistani.
Interesting.
I'm a Yankee as Yankee come. I'm from New Jersey, okay? Two, like, outside of Boston, old men, you know, with those, like, North Shore accents, Indian guy from India, me, standing in, it's 10 in the morning, standing in a grocery store. All of us are talking for about 10 minutes with big smiles on our face.
What?
About Sour Patch Kids cereal.
No way. No fucking
yes.
way.
The Indian this, guy? What break? Are you kidding?
He's got thoughts about that?
He loves it. Well, first of all, he's an Indian guy that owns. I get along with all of my convenience store owners or clerk guys because I'm in there a lot. You know, I like snacks. I'll talk about my snacks with people. He's like, I pick up with. And usually, you know, to make sure that the people, if you're in there a lot, you know, you come in drunk or whatever, and you're buying stuff, you know, you got to be a little bit chummy with the guy and not make him think that when you're there drunk and happy, you're just some idiot. You know, you got to be nice to the guy. You're going to come in angry and need a snack or hungry or in a rush. Mm-hmm. So you should be really nice to your convenience store person.
Absolutely. Now, absolutely.
Now, that's always the way it is with me. I'm like, become best friends with these people. First name basis and stuff. So, you know, that's always going for me. So he knows me. He knows me. But I go in there, apropos of no conversation, apropos of saying nothing. We're talking about nothing. I said hi when I came in. Before I can say anything, like, hey, how are you? When I put my stuff on the counter, he goes, Sour Patch Kids cereal. With a nod, he's like, yeah, good. I go, it's good? He's like, it's good. It's good, man. It's good.
What? How old is this guy?
Go, he's about in his late 40s, early 50s, maybe.
What?
And then the other guys are in their 60s, solidly 60s, close 70s.
That's insanity to have.
And I'm in my so.
dude, yeah, I can see why you're kind of shocked by this, right? Like that these older people are like engaging this enthusiasm about cereal.
I am not shocked by it.
I am.
I think the world will be shocked by how enlightened I am about candy. No one is united by religion. No one is reunited by political beliefs. No one is united by democracy or freedom or our mothers or babies or puppies. The only thing we universally like is Sour Patch Kids. Hear me, people. Stop trying to find the people you like by saying unto them, are you in favor of freedom? Are you in favor of voting? Do you love the Lord? Ask them what their favorite color of candy is. That is what people fucking like. Everyone likes Sour Patch Kids.
Do you think...
Everyone likes Sour Patch Kids.
It might have just been like a curiosity. Like, what does a sour candy translate to a cereal as? Because that's a very unusual thing. Chocolate candy...
Of course. Here. And I believe that that curiosity is the same curiosity that drove man to the stars. The same curiosity that caused revolution in medicine. And that curiosity, the same revolution, the same curiosity, the same curiosity that lives in a spark of inspiration in a jar in your heart of Howl's Moving Castle that made a man run the 4-minute mile. And that is the spark that says, can life really be that good? Can Martin Luther, can, how Luthered are your Martins? And are they a junior? Can they make life where we don't hate each other? Will the races love each other? Surely they will, because all of those little sour men live inside of that tiny bag together and create joy in me. Are you red or blue or green or yellow? It does not matter. You will live in harmony and sourness and then sweetness.
So do the different colors taste like the different fruits?
Kinda. I'll be honest. I have a bias in this department.
Okay.
I do like food. I do love candy. I do eat. I do have a, I'd say I have a refined palate. To that end, I am very shocked, and I will do this with everyone. I'm utterly and always amused by it. If you tell me you can distinguish the taste between Skittles, Starburst, or Starburst is a little bit different, but like Skittles, if you can tell the difference between Skittles, if you can tell the difference between Starbursts, like any non-pink Starbursts, if you can tell the difference, any non-grape Skittles, if you can tell the difference, I will always make you do it. It's something that I will not, no matter what the conversation is, if there's Skittles around and you're like, oh, I can tell it's a yellow or a lime, I'll make you do it. I'll make you do it in front of me. I'm endlessly fascinated by it. So I have a little bit of a problem tasting, and I actually don't think that's a sort of non-refinement of my palate. I think that those tastes are generally one-noted, and there are some people that can tell the difference. But I understand I can't taste a certain element of it. We were so excited, me and my girlfriend, we brought this home, that we just kept eating it. And after about 3 bites, usually I'm the type of person that when I'm snacking, like I'll eat like a whole bag of potato chips and then be like, these are dangerous. We can't have these around. So dangerous is the snacking potential of Sour Patch Kids cereals. And my girlfriend's the same way, that we had like 4 or 5 bites and we were like, this is banned in the house. Like we need to treat this like very carefully. It was similar to how people describe eating, like having crystal meth, mm-hmm, and not getting hooked on it. You know, that they're like, wow, no.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a drug user. I crossed the line. This is very, like, the person that does crystal meth once and puts it down, I've heard these experiences. Mm-hmm. Like, this was that experience for us that we were like, whoa, this is too close to the edge. Because imagine a world in which you can eat Sour Patch Kids and chew on Sour Patch Kids for an hour or for 20 minutes and not have eaten a entire horse's worth of gelatin.
Yes. That is a scary thought. I mean, can you just pick it up out of the box and snack on it? Does it work that way?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because unlike Sour Patch Kids, where you can be like, I'm not in the mood for a sour candy right now, or I want like one bite of a sour candy right now. This is like, you think, your mind is telling you like, well, I won't be able to eat like handfuls of it. And then as soon as it goes in your mouth, you're like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I didn't think I was in the mood for sour. I am. I can keep eating it. I'm sitting like an addict. I'm sitting here right now thinking about how I want Sour Patch Kids and Sour Patch Kids cereal tonight.
The applications are endless. You can make like basically like make like fruit like cereal bars out of it. That'd be pretty amazing. You put it as a topping on cakes.
So that was what we wanted to do. We ended up not doing it. So I talked about making donuts before.
Okay.
We wanted to. We made donuts, and one of them was this strawberry cheesecake donut. We essentially we wanted to make jelly filled donuts, but we didn't have a piping, so we had to do that shitty thing they do on cooking shows sometime where they make donuts and then they cut it open.
Ugh.
And it's like, oh, fuck Ugh. Off.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Well, but it's like you have to do it sometimes, you know, like you just have to in order to make donut fillings. But like, so we were cutting them open and I didn't know if it would work. So we didn't end up doing it. I wanted to make an icing and put the Sour Patch, like crush up the Sour Patch Kids cereal and put it on top of the strawberry. What it was, if you didn't hear that, like me talking about it. We took Jell-O, strawberry Jell-O, and you put cream cheese in it, and it makes strawberry cream cheese. So I wanted that to be the filling, and then like a lime kind of like icing, like not a glaze, like an icing, and then crush up Sour Patch Kids cereal and put it on top. It's amazing. There are endless applications. You know,
do you think they were keeping this behind closed doors? Because thank you. Of the
yes.
Power?
Yeah, thank you. Yes. Question from the from Socks and Sneakers Daily. Go on.
Okay. Do you think this sounds like a new product? Did you look up when these came out?
No, but recently, because the guy at the convenience store sort of gave me the in that they're new.
Just came.
And
out,
he was saying actually interesting. He's like, they're making these sort of cookie and cereal themed. I mean, candy themed cereals. More abundant. He said there was more availability he noticed recently. There's a lot of new cereals that he could buy. So they're relatively new.
Okay. So do you think that, you know, when they created the cereal in the lab, they tasted it and they were like, this is way too, much like the meth reaction, they were like, we can't put this out. We need to hold off on this.
You're saying after pot became legal recreationally, where they're like, well, game over now. We don't have to worry about anyone. Like, let's just let them abuse it.
Right.
They're like, well, whatever, the world. To be honest, I always think there's tons of low-hanging fruit in the world of food, and it annoys me. You know, to this day, they still do not produce the peanut butter that goes into a Reese's Piecee. To this day, Reese's makes peanut butter. But to this day, you cannot buy the sugar-fied version of the peanut butter in the inside.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Inside the PC.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why I can't. To this day, they make it impossible to buy the filling in Oreo. You know, and they more readily are people like, oh, here's Oreo-themed icing. I don't know why we don't have Oreo filling as a thing. I would eat it. You know, my girlfriend, I have to say this one. Believe she invented cookie dough only stores, even though now they're a product everywhere. But that was, and she should be ashamed if she's listening, that she didn't do it before these people put it to market. She should be ashamed that she didn't put it to market first. Because she invented it, she said, when she was like very little, young. Mm-hmm. She could have been a prophet, you know, a prodigy.
Well, there's a lot more to business than just dreaming it, but you know. I'm sure she knows that now.
No, I don't know that either. I don't know that either. And I don't think that that's why it didn't happen. She didn't put the effort in as like a 10-year-old and I'm disappointed in her.
Okay.
The point is as follows. I think that that's just two. I have lots of other ones. We could talk right now about low hanging fruit, about food if you want. That is just like, why is nobody making that? That seems like the most fucking logical food thing to make. I don't get it. You know?
Wait, what thing? What are you talking about?
There's tons of stuff. Oh. Like the Reese's Pieces, the peanut butter and the Reese's Pieces.
You're going to buy that because you're kind of insane and you want that sugar rush.
Might I cite as a reference in terms of market interest, Sour Patch Kids cereal?
Well,
yeah, I would have let you get away with that argument a day ago. But now that the world is different, you could not be more wrong.
Yeah, you're right. This whole existence of Sour Patch Kids cereal has really fucked with everything.
Every time someone lists, oh, no one is going to just buy that, we all do.
Well, it tends to be like that when it's a meme.
Actually, it tends to be the opposite. The numbers for the fucking Power Rangers movie, because everyone was like, oh, we're going to see that. We love retro things. Right. Internet proved nothing. Nobody saw that. Even Bryan Cranston couldn't get you to see the Power Rangers movie. Flop.
All right, so maybe it's not a meme.
It's not a meme. You're being hack thoughtness.
All right, well, I mean, where do we go from here? What are the candies
do you
take?
Where we go, yes.
What are the candies do you take?
Well, here's my thoughts. A, Sour Patch Kids is getting into everywhere, and it's making me very happy. I don't know if you know how many side products they have.
Not at all. Enlighten me.
There is a soda.
Oh, God. Oh, God. My teeth are getting gritty just thinking about it.
There's lots of stuff. There's lots of stuff. They are getting in everywhere. And there's a gum.
Well, they've nailed it. You know, there's a gum. Their flavor profile is pretty
amazing.
There's
a gum.
Okay, there's a gum. I got you. Jesus.
Thank you. listen.
All right. I get it. You like the, you probably know the chemical that's on the outside, too.
My retort to the Sour Patch Company. The beloved stepchild of Sour Patch Kids. The beloved second born that gets no credit, that needs more credit, and that we all also love almost equally as much. And at times, I'll be honest, there was a period with, I want to be honest. Listen to me, Sour Patch Kids. I'm going to be honest. And this is going to be a hard Sour Patch vitamin to swallow. By the way, you can make that one too. There's already gummy vitamins. There's already gummy vitamins. Why isn't there Sour Patch Kids vitamins? Listen, Sour Patch Kids, now that I've given you a $1 million idea, here's what I have to say to you. That's a hard truth to hear. There was a period of time where you were making an extra red flavor and it was literally barf. So you need to, other than that though, during that period and sometimes else, there's another thing about Sour Patch Kids, their beloved stepchild, that I have liked more than regular Sour Patch Kids. And I, even as a Sour Patch lover, hesitate to admit this, but I'm going to. And I'm going to do it, and I'm brave, and I don't care, and I'm brave, and whatever, I'm brave. I'm going to tell people. Are you ready?
Go.
Watermelon Sour Patch. You need to do everything that you ever do with Sour Patch Kids. Boom. Watermelon Sour Patch right there. We like it just as much, if not more. I know people who will not eat Sour Patch Kids because of a medical condition or probably because of, you know, some agreement with a strange supernatural creature. Some sort of devil at, you know, deal at the crossroads. You can be good at walking dogs, but you will not be able to eat Sour Patch Kids again. I think... why not do it all with watermelon, too?
Don't they already have watermelon? Like, I'm surprised they don't.
In other areas! Where is Sour Patch Kids watermelon gum? Where is Sour Patch Kids watermelon cereal? Where is Sour Patch Kids watermelon soda?
They'll get there. They're trying to make sure that the market needs it. Okay? That's the emergency switch. When all shit goes awry, when the stocks start plummeting... they'll crank it out, and then they'll be good. That's their emergency.
Here's my question about this.
Yeah.
None of us need candy.
True. That's facts, I guess. But?
They make all of it. It's an industry of horse shit. Nobody makes a candy being like, there's a market demand for people being able to suck candy off their finger on a ring.
That is true. I've always thought of the candy appeal, you know, how each candy has its own, like, its own plan to pleasure you. I've always thought these are all just shots in the dark. Peppermint patty, shot in the dark. You're either going to like it.
What do you think of this? What do you think of peppermint patties? What's your feeling?
I mean, I'm mature, so I like them.
Oh, I love that. I love that. That's Deepu's idea of, like, well.
What a grown-up likes.
I'm refined. Hand me the mint candy. I'm refined. Hand me that block of pure sugar that tastes like, wait for it, mint. Excuse me, my dear sir. I notice you have all these globules of mushy sugar for the children, but have you one that tastes of a leaf? Perhaps mint or thyme? Like, yeah, I agree. So as I was not into mint I'm still not into mint as an ice cream, really. It's a rare mint ice cream I like. But I like, I'm a big fan of peppermint patties. There's something about, and same with junior mints. But I will be honest. They're pretty good as a mint. If they made the same candy with a different flavor, I wouldn't object. I also would not be so upset if they were like, oh, like I like Mounds. I guess that's proof positive, right?
That's an adult candy right there.
That's Mounds? It's coconut.
Some kids, I mean, I was down with it because I was very precocious, but other kids.
Were you
kids,
down with the sickness?
Yep.
Boom to iri iri?
Yep.
Let's say it right. Boom to iri iri. I like saying these things out. For example, Diva, is it your Flippy Nippy Flania comma? Whose Flippy Nippy Flania comma is this?
You know, I wish
and
I
if it's worth it,
I wish I
if it's worth if it's worth it, let me reverse it. Is it your Flippy Nippy Flania comma?
You know, candy I never understood. Take Five.
Go hit.
Take Five.
Fuck you! Have you ever had it?
Yeah.
It's fucking amazing. Take Five is the... Everybody go out right now and scream from the rooftops, I'm sick and tired and I can't take it anymore, and go buy a Take Five. What's wrong with a Take Five?
It's just too much. It's trying to do everything at once.
No, it isn't. It does everything at once. It succeeds.
It's like a cookie orgy. And it's too gross.
You're ridiculous. It's great.
I'd rather take a bite of a pretzel and then take a bite of a Hershey bar and then take a bite of a
Okay,
Twix.
See, now that's a Michael thing. That is insane. That's saying a Michael thing. It's like, I will sit down and be like, oh, what do you want to have for candy? Well, I'm going to get like a pretzel and some yogurt and just a bowl of maple syrup. And I'm going to dip the pretzel into the yogurt and then into the maple syrup.
Speaking of my mind, I would do that. Yep.
Yeah, but the Take Five is fine. Anyway, the point is...
Respectfully disagree.
The world is different. I disrespectfully disagree, you fucker. How's that? No one ever says that. I want to make sure the disrespect is known. Yeah, no, it's great. It's absolutely fantastic. Mm-hmm. Everyone should go out and do it. I don't know why Sour Patch Kids aren't, like... are they American?
I don't know.
Do we know that? I never look stuff up on the show.
Might be Swedish. I know it's kind of like maybe
they have to be American because who else would think to parody Cabbage Patch Kids? Only an American would think it's a good idea to make a parody of Cabbage Patch Kids.
You know, that never occurred to me. It's two Patch Kids. One company came up with Patch Kids.
Are you fucking kidding?
It never occurred to me.
You didn't know that? It's a parody.
Huh.
Hack thought of the day right there.
I guess so.
While I'm Googling it, consider this hack thought at home, if you're playing the home edition. Why do people loft beds and not loft and put their desk under it and not loft a desk and put the bed on the floor so that you can just flop into bed and roll out of bed instead you have to climb into bed when you're tired? Sit deeply discuss and muse to yourself while I look up Sour Patch Kids.
All right. Well, first of all, I've never heard the term lofting a bed. I understand that there's lofts.
It's like the bed is above. It's
above a compartment.
Some dorms do it. The bed is high up. It's like a bunk bed with no bottom bunk, mm-hmm. but the bottom bunk is a desk.
And you're saying we should flip it?
Yeah.
Put the desk up top. So you like you lay
time
prone
to go
in.
To work. Something that requires effort. I climb up a ladder uh-huh. and I get into work. Time to go to bed. I don't have to climb out of a ladder.
Yeah.
Time to get out of bed. I don't have to use a ladder.
I mean, I see where you're coming from. I do like it. I mean, how much, now you talk about headroom issues, you know, how much do you balance out? You need more headroom sitting up. So now you're going to have this bigger space up top. And then
you need zero headroom laying down.
But
so
when
you can
get
lower
up,
the desk as much as you want.
Yeah.
Well, I don't you know.
Put a
lower
bathroom
the desk
up there.
As much as you want.
Why don't you put a bathroom down there?
I love that. I think that there's so much vertical space we don't use.
No, that's what Japan does.
Fucking Canada!
Oh!
Fuck! They take everything!
No.
And it is! The Malico Licorice Company! They're the fucking Swedes in Canada! They take hockey! They take all of it! William Shatner! Mark Hamill, for God's sake!
They don't have that many people, so let's let them have it. Let them have it.
Fuck! This should be a national food.
The powder on the gummies or the gummy itself? I feel like you want the powder everywhere. That's oh, more the powder. Your
thing. Listen, it's been a while since I've yelled about pepper. Okay, I'm going to go through my pepper thing really quickly.
Please,
here.
Please.
No one fucking uses pepper. It's bullshit. Pepper does not go with every food. The idea that it's on every table is bullshit. It's stupid. You know what it makes? You know what? Salt enhances a flavor. Do you know what adding pepper to a food tastes like? It makes it taste like pepper. It's stupid. Do you know what would be great on every table in America? That citrate fucking powder they put on Sour Patch Kids. So I can, I'm having an apple, not sour enough. Tap, tap, tap. I like bananas. You know what's good? Sour bananas. Tap, tap, tap.
Yeah, I mean, it is a good topping for sweet things. Would be rough on a steak. Would be rough on a steak. Just saying.
I don't know. Haven't tried it. Hence, the world has been changed since Sour Patch Kids. So I'm not clear. It may be that this candy exists, and that in order to capitalize on the craze of Cabbage Patch Kids, they renamed it, because Cabbage Patch Kids was a. That's what it's seeming to say here. Wikipedia is being unclear. Let's see if there's a history on sourpatchkids.com. Make your mix. What the hell does that mean? I can get like one of my own. Oh my God, you could personalize them. Oh my God. Everyone go to sourpatchkids.com. This is now officially don't anything we've ever endorsed. Oh my God, this is awesome.
Oh, you could do like custom Five. Bags. Get your own bag.
Yes,
gift.
Of like whatever color. This is amazing. Christmas colors. Okay, merch. Lip balm, Deepu.
Oh no. Oh no, Mike's. Are you a big? We've lost Mike forever, folks. It's been nice.
Are you a big? Are you a big fan? I guess you don't know that about me. Are you a big fan of lip balm? I'm like a big advocate of chapstick, lipstick.
I mean,
chapping.
I need it as much.
Not
as
lipstick
person,
action. Do you use it a lot?
I use enough. I use the medical stuff.
Okay, everyone. There is heart-shaped Sour Patch Kids for Valentine's Day. Did you even fucking know this? Get on it now! Do you want everyone to love you forever? Oh my God. 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 Oh my God.
Oh, dude.
Oh my God.
Can you not
this.
Online shop while you're on the air?
I'm not online shopping. I'm changing everyone's life forever. There's Sour Patch Kids ice cream!
Oh, God. Okay.
Stop
that's
it.
Pretty
Stop
real.
It. That's the actual reaction. Sour Patch Kids Go-Gurt. Sour Patch Kids candy canes. Big Sour Patch Kids where they're bigger. Tropical flavor, which I would literally have no problem taking those out into the back of a field and shooting in the head. Who wants a tropical flavor? Honestly, I'm serious here.
Tropical people?
Oh, you're saying I'm being racist. That's fine. Hey, let's end on this hack thought. Because this is a real thing I think about. I've decided this is a real thing about America. I think Americans should start feeling guilty about knowing stuff, not knowing stuff about Hawaii.
You mean like
Go
nuclear
ahead,
tests?
No, I don't mean nuclear test, asshole. I mean like the fact that it was an existing country until a few years ago, and now we don't know, you don't know anything about its history. You know, like the bullshit with the Indians happened a while ago. Like we recently fucked up Hawaii. You should know stuff about their cultural history, I feel like.
All right, I'll put it on the list of things I gotta do for you.
You gotta do it.
All right. I mean, weren't they in this country for a while? They've been here for a while. They've been with us for a while. They're in the 50. They're not Puerto Rico. What are you talking about? They're their own country? Why am I talking like this?
I don't know. I don't know, but I don't think I think most Americans couldn't answer half the question. I'm not gonna do that thing where I'm like, oh,
Deepu,
you're
surfing.
Stupid.
Okay, yes.
Like, no, the surf ninjas invented surfing. I'm not gonna do that thing where, like, usually I point out that you're stupid. Uh-huh. I'm saying all those questions Deepu asked, if you're an American and you don't know the answer to them, you should feel guilty.
Okay. That's like
they made a Pokemon game about Hawaii.
Really?
And you still don't know anything about it. Yeah, Alola. The Aloha region is Hawaii.
Oh.
All right. Enjoy your Hack Thought Week. Long live Sour Patch Kids, the great uniter of the world. If you listen to Hack Thought Podcast, you will love I Want My Lauren on YouTube. YouTube.com/IWantMyLauren or just search Lauren Francesca. See all my sketches. See all, I've done a lot of things there about Santa. What we did a sketch where it was Santa gives everyone presents because it would be create more mustard-filled people that act mustardy towards you. So instead, he punishes you throughout the year with other things. If you've only listened to this show, by the way, I know this is a thing. If you're like a Google user, which gross, don't touch me. But if you're a Google phone user, you have not seen the video episodes of Hack Thought. And we've done versions of that on YouTube.com/IWantMyLauren. Lauren is spelled the normal way, not like Lauren Michaels from SNL. It's spelled L-A-U-R-E-N. I want my L-A-U-R-E-N. And if you spell it that way, then that's the normal way. And she spells it the weird way. Lauren spells it the weird way. But don't tell her that. If Lauren Francesca is listening, you spell it the normal. Don't ever meet. We'll have to have some sort of Three's Company situation where Lauren Francesca's in one room and the Laurens that spell it with an O are in the other room and someone knocks on my door. Don't come in. There's another Lauren in here.